forced to open his mouth to eat pork, but preferring a glorious death to a life of defilement, he spat out the meat and went forward of his own accord to the instrument of torture, as people ought to do who have the courage to reject the food which is unlawful to taste, even for love of life. Those in charge of that unlawful ritual meal took the man aside privately because of their long acquaintance with him and urged him to bring meat of his own providing, such as he could legitimately eat, and to pretend to be eating some of the meat of the sacrifice prescribed by the king. In this way, he would escape the death penalty and be treated kindly because of their friendship with him. But Eleazar made up his mind in a noble manner, worthy of his years, the dignity of advanced age, the merited distinction of his gray hair, and of the admirable life that he had lived from childhood. And so he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. He told them to send him at once to the abode of the dead, explaining, "At our age, it would be unbecoming to make such a pretense. Many young men would think the 90-year-old Eleazar has gone over to an alien religion. Should I pretend for the sake of a brief moment of life, they would be led astray by me? Well, I would bring shame and dishonor on my old age. Even if, for the time being, I avoid the punishment of men, I shall never, whether alive or dead, escape the hands of the Almighty. Therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will prove myself worthy of my old age, and I will leave to the young a noble example of how to die willingly and generously for the revered and holy laws." Eleazar spoke thus and went immediately to the instrument of torture. Those who shortly before had been kindly disposed now became hostile towards him because of what he had said, seemed to be to them utter madness. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned and said, "The Lord in his holy knowledge knows full well that, although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul, because of my devotion to him." This is how he died, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. The word of the Lord. The Lord upholds me. The Lord upholds me. O Lord, how many are my adversaries? Many rise up against me. Many are saying of me, "There is no salvation for him in God." The Lord upholds me. But you, O Lord, are my shield, my glory. You lift up my head. When I call out to the Lord, he answers me from his holy mountain. The Lord upholds me. When I lie down and sleep, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side. The Lord upholds me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, of course, we again see Eleazar, his beautiful example of what it is to stand for God and stand for his rules and stand for his commands, even if it costs him his life. And so then we sit there and we see Jesus, what these rules and that look like for followers of him. These are the rules of mercy. These are the rules where he goes out of his way and eats and drinks with sinners. The rules that he goes out of his way, because these two are children of Abraham, to save them. That the whole purpose of Jesus was to save people. Sometimes the whole purpose of our lives is just to save ourselves. And then even our spiritual life becomes an act of selfishness instead of I exist to save others. And then sometimes what we do is like the Pharisees. When Jesus does reach out to someone in mercy, we grumble. He's going to a sinner's place. They do it against the Pope almost every day. Look what he's doing. He's doing that way. He's hanging out with sinners. He's being merciful. He's saying this one could go to communion. He's saying this one's a good Catholic. He's a sinner. Are we like the Pharisees who grumble over the mercy of our God? And if we do, why do we do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.